we can just get right into the nitty gritty, get right into it. You know, the praises we're up and everything. So we're fired and we're ready to go. Amen. Amen. We don't play around. No. You know, in preparing for this message, again, God changed it. I'm now speaking, I'm being obedient, but this is not what God called me to, speak. So, hey, if I'm obedient, I have to change it. Like the praise team just mentioned, they were practicing their music, but he changed it. Live information, not syndicated, live. I tossed about this title, but I can see it's already up there. All or Nothing. All or nothing means there's no compromising in between. Amen. It's one way or the other way. I'm just going to talk a little bit. I wrote a lot of stuff down, but I don't know if I'm going to get to everything because, again, I'm getting live information. As I receive it, I give it. Amen. Imagine a parent, our parents, do everything for their child. Feed it, nurture it. Buy them a car. Fulfilling every need and want they could ever ask for. But the child is constantly being a disappointment. He's, well, mom and dad, this is what happened to the car. You know, I let my friend drove or whatever. I'm sorry, I know you heard that I talk bad about you, but I was upset. And the parents are expect, as parents do, forgive. But yet they always come back. It's always something. I failed out of college because of this, or I did this. I broke the lawnmower. I'm always doing something. But yet the parents are okay. They just, the more disappointment that they receive, they're constantly pushing encouragement. And it makes me think of forgiveness. Forgiveness on both angles, being the one who's forgiving and one who's seeking forgiveness. But I'm here to tell you, church, don't let the street light come on before you decide to go home. The word forgiveness means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel all debt. When a person wrongs us, we're not forgiving them for their benefit. We're forgiving them for our benefit. forgiveness is not granted because they necessarily deserve it. Forgiveness is based upon God's word, what we should do.
That's right. That's right.
Failing to forgive our unforgiveness practices. Engaged in thoughts of anger, vengeance, hate, and resentment that will unproductive outcome increase anxiety, depression, elevated blood pressure. I think some of you might think your blood pressure just high because you couldn't turn that piece of pork chop down. But hey, I got news for you. Unforgiveness always results in an unfavorable outcome. I'd like to first start off with Ephesians 4th chapter and 31st verse. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. 32, and ye be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you.
Amen.
I want to ask y'all a question. You don't have to raise your hands because it's none of my business. How many of y'all truly mastered forgiving people? And in a little bit, I'm going to ask y'all a follow-up question. So if y'all think y'all mastered it, which, hey, it's not on me, but it's a follow-up to that. And I was questioning God, forgiveness. You know, I wanted to do something like tingling to the ear, comical, you know? But he was like, no, it's kind of like wanting to watch your favorite movie, but the TV changes, and you can't change it back. It could be headline news or something, but how often do we disappoint God? How often do we constantly do the same thing over and over and over? Repeat offenders. This is going to be different, God. I mean, this is for me. This is going to be different. I got it now. I got it now. This is what had happened. But
we,
turn to Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 14th verse. And I'm sure many of y'all heard this over and over again. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. 15, but if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you for your trespasses. See, there's a direct correlation between forgiveness from our forgiveness, from our standpoint, and God's forgiveness. And I'm even going to take it a step further. I'm just, you don't have to go there, but Micaiah, 7th chapter, 19th verse. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou will cast all our sins into the sea, into the depth of the sea. Remember, I asked y'all about a few minutes ago about forgiveness. Do y'all feel like y'all got the forgiveness down pat? And practically, I thought I did. And again, I say in the sea of forgetfulness, so that means we do a step further in forgiveness, but we forget. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know some things that happened to me in 92. I haven't forgave yet. I mean, I forgave, but I haven't forgot. But the words say we have to forgive and forget. A lot of times, things are holding us back without really getting a grasp of common knowledge of why. He's like, God forgave as y'all should, if we should forgive. Turn to Romans 12th chapter, 14th verse. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Sometimes that's hard to do. Lads, I say, this walk is not for the swift. This walk is for those who can endure the race.
Amen. Amen.
In understanding the true meaning of forgiveness and what God means, as I say, I haven't forgave fully. Like, to not remember, It's like a battered woman that constantly gets beat. And then the guy always, she lets the guy all come back in. But she forgot about the beating last week. That's amazing. That's amazing. Every time when you think you finally have it, something pops up. True forgiveness. True forgiveness is not remembering what that person done. That's remarkable. So it's like, now I finally got it. I finally got it. Let's turn to Hebrews 12th chapter, 14th verse. Follow peace with all men. Yes. in holiness, mm-hmm. without which no man shall see the Lord. 15, looking diligently, lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you. And therefore, many be defiled. Non-forgiveness is a very dangerous, because sin blocks the vision of God.
Yes.
You know, it's tricky how we could fall victim or fall under not getting our full blessings, not getting what God has for me, because I'm missing these fine little lines, these fine little details that causes me to fall. So my second follow-up question, who has mastered forgiveness? You don't have to, that's your business. But I'm saying, who truly mastered forgiveness? Is you ever know a person that always brings up the past? Always bringing up what happened, the event, what song was playing?
Amen.
How free would we be if we forgot everything, if we had no knowledge of what just happened? If we had no knowledge of the person that cursed you, we had no knowledge of the person that just talked bad about you on your job, what if we just forgot everything and just looked forward? You know, this could be so damaging, or damaging to our walk. Unforgiveness. And you know, and then I sometimes question God, like, why am I talking about forgiveness? Because I told you to talk about forgiveness.
We need it.
And then we wonder why God's not blessing us the way we want, or we're not getting things at the right time frame. Repentance happens daily.
Amen.
But sometimes it's hard to repent for something you have no knowledge that you're doing it. So I want to talk about forgiveness on both sides. You know, because either you seeking forgiveness or you're asking for forgiveness, both are detrimental to your walk. And you know, I just so love the fact that no matter what happens, I always can repent. I always can go back. But getting back to the parents, pretty soon they're going to get pretty tired of replacing cars, paying for bail. You know, sometimes you get tired. Be like, they look like, I think we better let this one go. But praise God, God never let us go. Just the continuously over and over, as we fail over and over and over again, we have to constantly remember we can also get up. Amen. Get up, move forward. Amen. But the thing about getting up and moving forward is you have no need to look back. Come on. Just keep on walking. You know, and I thought it was just okay to, like, okay, I forgive you. You accept my forgiveness, you know, and I thought it was okay, but I did, it just now came to me that if I forgave, I shouldn't remember. And man, I have so many memories I wish I could forget. But as I say, this walk is just take it and walk. You know, now none of it is, but you know, even though we say yes, some things are, I'm just got hurt too bad. I just got hurt over and over too bad. But at least, you know, God can sustain you. God can help you through the hurt, so that you will be able to forget.
Yes, he will. Yeah, come on. Amen. He's able. God is able. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And when we bring unforgiveness, sometimes we bring it in the house. You ever wonder why, well, and better things are as public events, public arenas, clubs, hell, you always get frisked by security. But it's important because we don't want anything to interfere with the event. So in closing today, and I just want to ask, you know, do you have any trouble forgiving? Is this something you just can't let go? Something that happened at 5, 13, 14, somebody hurt you. Somebody just did something you just can't let go. That continuous conflict with the person on your job. I don't like, if anyone has trouble forgiving, please come forward.